When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
Headline to start this opinion.
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
I should be on the competition committee in the National Football League.
The Rich Eisen Show.
Give me a chair.
I believe that you believe that.
Problem is, I wouldn't be in this chair. I'd be in these meetings in Indianapolis. I'd be in Indianapolis. I could Zoom. I'll Zoom. Who's Zooming? Me. I'm on the square.
Today's guests. Florida quarterback Anthony Richardson. Plus, your phone calls, latest news, and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Hour number three of the Rich Eisen Show is on the air. I am back from Indianapolis, barely. Thank you to Chris Brockman and the rest of you guys for getting the show off the ground today while I was stuck taxiing in Los Angeles International. I'm here now. You're there. I'm here. You're there. Back from the combine. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial. We've got Overreaction Monday coming up. Right here on the Roku channel, which is free on all Roku devices, select Samsung smart TVs, free on Amazon Fire TV, free on the Roku app, free on the internet tubes, the RokuChannel.com. We're thrilled to be here. If you missed any of the first 2 hours, we re-air on the Roku channel. This is the Rich Eisen Show Collection as well, which is a video on demand service. There's our podcast through the Cumulus Podcast Network. 844-204-RICH is the number to dial here on the program. I had four great days at the Combine. And without question, the most memorable moment of the Combine is when this man stepped on the field and ran his 40 and worked out, and the buzz that he created at the Combine was significant. Certainly, since I've been at this Combine 18 years, he is up there in terms of quarterbacks that set the place abuzz and things trending on Twitter. From the University of Florida, right here on the Rich Eisen Show, Anthony Richardson. How you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm great. What did you think of the Combine? What did you think?
It was great. I enjoyed every bit of it. You know, I was smiling from ear to ear the whole time I was there, so I thought it was great.
Well, I saw you were smiling from ear to ear when you saw it was a 4.44 that you ran your 40. So, I'll be honest. I wanted to see you to run again. Was there any chance you were going to run that again after that, Anthony?
Honestly, I don't know. I think I could have went again, but, you know, my goal time was 4.4, and when I hit it, you know, it brought some more joy to me, so I was like, nah, I'm done.
Are you going to run at your pro day, or you're just done? You're just going to rest on that? What do you think?
Nah, I think I did pretty well, so I'm done right now.
Okay, so you, Anthony Richardson, breaking news, you have run the last 40-yard dash of your life, is basically what you're saying. You're not running another 40.
Yes, sir, I think so.
Okay, very good. So now let's just jump into it as well. Teams that you met with, how many teams did you meet with at the Combine, Anthony Richardson?
Honestly, I might have met with, you know, about 22 teams.
Did they ask you the same thing over and over again? Or did one stand out for you?
You know, they pretty much asked the same thing. You know, they were really just trying to get to know who I am as a person, you know, so that was pretty much, you know, the general topic, and just see where I am actually when it comes to the game of football.
Okay, so who are you as a person then when they asked you that question? I'll give you the floor. Not like I've got a grease board here or anything for a full interview, but this is kind of like an interview. Who are you as a person, Anthony Richardson?
You know, I'm a guy who loves family and loves football. You know, I definitely love football just because of what it brought, you know, available for my family and I. You know, football has helped me, you know, help my family. You know, we're able to travel the world, you know, see different things. You know, is able to, you know, provide for us, you know, in different ways than many people can think of. So, you know, I'm a family person and a football person.
And so what do you say when your readiness to play day one in the NFL is questioned, Anthony? What do you say?
you know, I'm just letting them know, you know, I've been playing football all my life, you know. The game only going to get quicker, faster, and stronger, you know, and a little bit more mental, you know. So I feel like I'm able to adapt whenever, you know, my name is called. And so I feel like I'm ready. You know, nobody should question who I am as a person or who I am on the field, because you know, I've overcame a lot, and I believe I'm ready to play.
So you think you could play, start day one in the National Football League, Anthony?
Yes, sir, definitely.
Okay. And what do you say to teams that are wondering about your last year and why Florida didn't win as many games as, say, Georgia, Alabama, any other teams? What do you say to those teams asking you about your win-loss record from your last year?
You know, a lot of people see that record and, you know, they think, you know, we were a good team. You know, a lot of people, they see the record and they say, oh, Anthony Richardson can't lead a team. You know, he can't even, you know, go, you know, 500 in the season. But, you know, to that, I just say, you know, they don't know the ins and outs of the game. You know, they don't understand what we go through daily. They don't understand how hard we work. You know, sometimes, you know, things don't fall your way. And, you know, that comes with the game. And, you know, I feel like whenever I step into a team, you know, I step on a team, you know, I'm there to contribute, you know, give my all and, you know, provide any way I can. I feel like I did that every game.
What'd you learn from this year then, Anthony? What'd you learn from this year?
Definitely control what I can control, you know. It's not Little League football anymore where I can just bully ball everybody. You know, I can't just run around everybody. So I got to learn how to manage the game, especially as a quarterback. You know, I can't try to make every big play. You know, I just got to take what the game gives me and eventually a big play to come.
Who's in your inner circle? Who do you rely on football-wise and just life-wise to counsel you and or keep your head on straight, anything like that? Who's in your inner circle, Anthony Richardson, if you don't mind sharing?
I definitely rely on my family, you know, just to, you know, keep me grounded and just, you know, always remind me who I am as a person. But when it comes to football, you know, I talk to my agent and I talk to my mentor, Bernard Brown. They keep me focused. They tell me the ins and outs of everything. They tell me what I need to hear, not what I want to hear. You know, so I'm thankful for those guys. I'm glad they're part of my team.
What do they tell you that you don't want to hear? Give me an example. You got one of them for me?
You know, whenever you have people on your side like that, you don't want them to always say the good things, you know. You want them to tell you what you need to hear and not
right.
Necessarily what you want to hear. You know, like, I don't want to hear, oh, you're a great guy. You're gonna go first round, blah, blah, blah. You know, I need to know what I need to get better at, what I need to grow on, what I'm doing wrong. So when the time does come, I can correct those things and just focus.
Anthony Richardson here on the Rich Eisen Show for a few minutes after dominating the combine over the weekend. That said, I mean, your phone must have blown up after your combine or in the middle of the combine practice, right? The drills? Did that happen?
Yes, sir.
All right. Can you tell me who's texting you? Who's hitting you up, Anthony Richardson, during that?
You know, everybody is, you know, friends from high school, family from Miami, you know, old coaches, you know, pretty much everybody that's helped me get to this point, that supported me, you know, and showed me love. Everybody's reaching out and just congratulating me.
Do you want to drop a name? Give me a name. Somebody, what do you got? Who's like the most famous person who hit you up when that happened?
The most famous person?
Yeah. What do you got?
I don't know. I don't really have that many famous people.
Oh, you get ready. Get ready. Get ready, Anthony Richardson. You get ready. Do you know Cam at all? Because I know he's one of your, right? If I'm not mistaken, he's one of the guys that you grew up emulating, right? Cam?
Yes, and I don't know Cam yet. Excited to meet him, though, soon.
Okay. Who else would you grow up emulating? Who else is the guy that you're like, that you model yourself after?
Lamar Jackson was another guy when I was in high school.
Okay. Is it true you called yourself Cam Jackson?
Yes, sir. I did that for like a year or two.
Okay.
You know, I've always, you know, just tried to mimic Cam a little bit, just, you know, because of the comparison. And then I just seen Lamar, you know, just tricking everybody, running around everybody, I'm like, bro, I think I can do that too. So I started doing it a little bit. And I'm like, bro, I think I might be Cam Jackson.
Cam Jackson. Have you and Lamar ever connected?
Surprisingly, you know, I was starstruck, but Lamar followed me back on Instagram and, you know, we conversated a little bit.
Okay.
So I just told him, you know, I have major love for him and I appreciate him. You know, and he said the same thing back.
Anthony Richardson, a few more minutes left with the buzziest draft prospect at the quarterback position from the combine, if not throughout this entire tenure, right here on the Rich Eisen Show. So I'm just going to jump into it. I do this with a lot of players. Don't worry, it's all good. Did you meet with all the teams in the top 10? Did you meet with Chicago, Anthony?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay, did you meet with Houston, Anthony?
Yes, sir.
Okay, did you meet with Indianapolis?
I was meeting them informal.
Informal. What, you know, just run into each other in the hallway? Just, you know, saying hello at the craft services table?
Yeah, so we had a little training session.
Okay.
Interview process. And so I chopped it up with them for a bit.
Okay. What about Seattle? Did you meet with the Seattle Seahawks, Anthony Richardson?
Yes, sir, I did. When I seen, you know, Pete Carroll, you know, my heart dropped. I was like, whoa, like, you only see this guy on TV. And I was, you know, in the same room. And, you know, it felt different.
I heard that he's a close talker, that he talks real close to you. Does he do that? Did he do that with you or anything?
He gave me my space. I gave him his space. You know, we just talked about it like we knew each other forever.
You didn't take a shirt off like he did with Metcalf, with DK, right? You didn't do that this time?
No, he didn't, but I think we would have went, you know, muscle for muscle if that was the case.
What about Vegas? You meet with Vegas?
Yes, sir, I did.
Atlanta?
Yes, sir.
Carolina?
Yes, sir.
All right. Did you meet with Minnesota?
I did.
You did meet with Minnesota, didn't you? Okay. What about Baltimore? Anthony, did you chat with the Baltimore Ravens?
Yes, sir, I did.
Okay. It's a lot of people kicking tires here. What about the Jets? Did you meet with the Jets?
Yes, sir. I had an informal with them.
Okay. What about New England? Did you chat with New England?
Yes, sir.
Okay. New England. You met with most of the league. This is great. Did you meet with Dallas? Did Dallas meet you?
I don't think so.
Okay. You'd remember meeting Jerry Jones, I think. You definitely remember. What about New Orleans? You meet with the Saints?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Tennessee, you meet with them?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Washington?
Yes, sir.
Tampa?
Yes, sir.
Boy, you shook a lot of hands. I did. You shook a lot of hands. what do these teams get if they draft you? What do they get in Anthony Richardson if they say, we're going to draft you, Anthony Richardson, we're going to move up, we're going to talk, or we're going to go hope that you drop and we draft you? What do they get in Anthony Richardson? Who do they get?
Yeah, definitely going to get a hardworking guy. And a lot of people still have a lot of things to fix and work on. And I'm willing to do all that for anything that faces me up. You know, I'm willing to work hard, be in there early morning, late night, whenever I need to be. Or just to be the best version of myself so I can, you know, provide to the team any way, shape, or form that I can.
Anthony Richardson, I'll be honest. I don't know if anybody told you, maybe not. I'm sitting up there in the booth on NFL Network, and I was outraged you didn't get to throw more go deep balls. I wanted to see more. I'll be honest. It was so entertaining. You know, I want to see, you know. And I think at one point you stepped out there and they told you we're going to look at somebody else. Didn't that happen at one point? I thought you were getting out there on the drill.
Yeah, the order was a little different for us. You know, we went in numerical order and then they would call different guys up.
Okay.
I thought I was on deck to go, and then they called somebody up.
So, yeah.
I wasn't really complaining. You know, everybody had to get their side. Everybody got mad at real.
Sorry, I was complaining. Don't worry. I was the one complaining. I want to see more. And would you did you hit it off with Stroud and the other guys? Do you get to know these guys, the rest of the quarterbacks that were out there?
Definitely. pretty much known each other for a while, you know, especially CJ and CJ Bryce and me. We, you know, went to different camps together in high school. So we've known each other for quite some time. And, you know, whenever we see each other, it's all smiles. But at the end of the day, we're still going to compete with each other.
And that must blow your mind a little bit that you've known each other. Now you're here at a combine and you're going to go to the draft and you're going to get drafted and you're going to go to the NFL. What's that moment going to be like for you? Have you envisioned that? Have you allowed yourself to envision that moment, Anthony?
You know, it's definitely different. You know, I think about it all the time. You know, just whenever I see guys, like my former teammates in the league, you know, like I was like, dang, and I was just playing with those guys and just exercising just to see what they're doing. And now it's my turn. And, you know, I get to do it with the guys I competed against in the high school. You know, and CJ and I, we were just talking about that the other day. We were like, bro, we've been doing this for so long, and now we're about to live our dreams. And, you know, sometimes it doesn't feel real, but, you know, like, the time's ticking, and we're almost there.
Congratulations in advance, Anthony. I really enjoyed watching you work out this weekend. You lit up the place, absolutely lit up the place. And then, you know, Twitter was lit. Everyone was talking about you and what you were able to do on the field and drills. And I just look forward to watching you get your draft dream come true. And if you don't mind, look for my call before the draft and maybe after. And I'd love to use this opportunity to keep following what you're up to. It was great to see it.
Yes, sir. Appreciate you.
Thank you. Thank you, Anthony Richardson. That's Anthony Richardson right here on the Rich Eisen Show after lighting up the NFL Scouting Combine.
Yes.
I know you want him. You're not going to get him.
No, I mean, a week ago, I was like, maybe we could get him at 14. Not anymore.
But you know why Belichick interviews these players. You know why?
Because he wants to know info for when they have to play against
them. Uh-huh.
I know how it works.
Why don't you use the it's just one interview. It's one interview. It's one space. Yeah, one 15-minute
talk to him.
Space. Why not have him in?
Jeez.
Now then. Other ones looking at him. That's a different story. I think. Some of them you can read into some of them, you can read into not some of them, but I didn't even ask him about Miami. I'm sure he met with them too. But if you're Minnesota, you're Baltimore, and you think that this kid, you know, he says he starts day one. Everybody else I hear is like it would be good to give him a Mahomes red shirt year.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's not feeling that. But oh my word.
Could you imagine him with Dalvin Cook and Justin Jefferson?
Imagine him anywhere with that skill set.
I know. Just saying. A team that already has a number one wide receiver and a great running back.
I don't understand the informal.
That's just one of those things. Oh, you're walking around the hallway.
I don't know about that. No, I don't know. I don't know. Some teams just want to stay off the radar screen because everybody sees who interviews everyone else.
Yeah.
If you don't interview someone at the combine, it's just a missed opportunity, I think. But you can still, you know, still go to the pro days and things of that nature. He's so good. Again, he has a shot to be number one overall. Somebody falls in love with him and says, that's the end of that. 844-204-RICH, number to dial here on the program. Overreaction Monday, baby.
We're back.
We are. Where were we?
You were in
the combine.
Overreaction
okay.
Monday never left.
We were here.
That's next. It's a Monday. Let's do it. 844-204-RICH is also the number to dial. Let's talk Sleep Number, people, because quality sleep is so essential. That's why the Sleep Number smart bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, and the same thing for your partner, so you can choose what's right for each of you whenever you like. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side, helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature, quiets your snores or your partner's? Sleep Number does that. My Sleep Number setting is 60. My wife's is 70. 10 numbers apart, but it truly is the world of difference. The Sleep Number sleep that you get is unbelievable. You will love it. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now you could save 50%. That's 50%. On the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people, or as you might know from their jingle, O-O-O, O'Reilly Auto Parts. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs, because you know when you need your car fixed, you need somebody who knows what they're talking about and is helpful, has a smile on their face, and gets you back on the road. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can test your battery for free in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you just find the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fix, or a quick service? They'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. Whether you're a car aficionado or an auto novice, you will find the employees at O'Reilly Auto Parts knowledgeable, helpful, and the best of all, friendly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's O'ReillyAuto.com/Eisen. The Rich Eisen Show Radio Network, back here on the live Roku channel stream. I'm sitting at the Rich Eisen Show desk, furnished by Grainger, with supplies and solutions for every industry. Grainger has the right product for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Just stop by, please. Derek Carr's a New Orleans Saint. What's the numbers? Do we have the numbers?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah, what do you got? What do you got for the numbers?
4 years, $150 million.
Man,
that's a lot of money.
New Orleans.
About 100 guaranteed, 60 at signing.
Another 10 million in year three vesting after. Well, okay.
Yeah.
And a no trade clause. Okay, good for him.
How about that?
He's going to go to the Bayou. There you go.
Did you see what Kent Guard Mike tweeted out?
Nope.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, okay.
With the prayers.
And that's funny that Kent Guard Mike said that about Carr, because, you know, for a man of God, Carr really plays in these sinful cities, man. You
know? Yeah.
You know, like Vegas and New Orleans. Like, so, anyway.
Well, he can find religion anywhere.
He's going to ball out.
Jesus.
It's just money. That's it, man. It doesn't cost any draft choices.
That's important.
Okay. Now, Rodgers is on the clock. And the Jets are sitting there waiting. Oof. And is there another option for Rodgers we don't know about? You know he's kicking the tires on it. I
what, the 49ers?
The XFL?
I think the Niners, of course he'd love to give that a whirl, but that's never going to happen.
They don't have any picks to trade.
It has nothing to do with that. The Packers are going to be ready to ship him way far away from them in the NFC. Way far away.
I don't want to play him.
You know?
What's an AFC team that can go get him?
The Jets.
The
Raiders.
No, I understand.
The Raiders can easily go get him. The Raiders can easily go get him. Why can't the Raiders go ahead, draft Will Levis, and get Rodgers? What's wrong with that? And try and win football games right now. You got...
And then what? Levis just sit there?
Yeah.
You're going to Jordan Love Will Levis?
Yeah.
Oof. I ain't going to sit well with that kid.
Well, welcome to the NFL. Happens to a lot of people. Why can't that happen? I think they just do want to start from scratch and go for it. I really think that's what they want to do. And Rodgers coming in might help with Devontae Adams. I think Devontae Adams would much rather have his 12 back. Tennessee, I think they're going to go Tannehill. I think if they're looking to trade Derrick Henry, they're looking to start from scratch themselves, too. Are you bringing Rodgers there? Could Miami take him? Why wouldn't you want to go down to South Florida and do it?
I mean, sounds great. I would do it. Jalen Waddle with Tyreek Hill.
Yeah, like that's the one.
Yeah.
Brady's going to Miami. I'm kidding. Mostert.
I mean, but that's that's so out of the realm, but that's the hot rumor I heard that he's not done yet.
That's crazy.
And so
crazy.
Who else in the AFC would be,
I don't know. I'm looking down the list.
It's not Pittsburgh, not Baltimore, not Cincinnati, not Cleveland, not the Bills, not the Patriots.
Not the Chargers.
Not the Chargers. Not anyone else in the AFC West.
No one in the AFC West.
And then anyone else in the AFC South? Tennessee, would he really want to go there?
So what about Indy?
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. Rodgers, yes. So those are your options. But of course his option could be like, hey, I want to stay.
And then he's gonna have to restructure.
I don't think there's a problem with him in restructuring if he wants to stay, and if that's his option. To me, that's his best option. Seems Why like would you want to learn a new spot? And you could retire a Packer, if, like, you know.
Do what Favre
from beginning
didn't.
To, and you do exactly what Favre didn't, which was stay put. Right. Instead of going to the Jets.
Get a statue in front of Lambeau.
He would
get a statue.
100%
probably, right?
He would.
Probably get one anyway.
Let's get to the main event, right? It's Overreaction Monday. It's a Monday. Let's overreact. It's Overreaction Monday.
That was terrible.
That was crap. That was garbage.
This place sucks.
Overreaction
Mondays.
Monday.
All right, let's get to it. Christopher,
hey, what's up, guys?
Good, we're fine.
Oh, great. This is, I guess, not really an overreaction. It was when I wrote it on Saturday, but Anthony Richardson's going to be the first overall pick.
It's not an overreaction. It is not an overreaction. Bryce Young is stupendous, and he's... a guy who has, if you will, the FBI, football intelligence, that people go through the roof. And he's 5'10 and an eighth, and that's going to scare some people off, I think. Although I'd love to see the tape where it's just like, oh, he's too small there. and C.J. Stroud has got the measurables, and he's got the arm, and he's got big game experience. And Anthony Richardson's a unicorn. No one looks like that.
Nope.
He didn't really need his lower part of his body in the super slow-mo to flick it 70 yards in the air. And he can run over you. And I think somebody sees that, and it could be totally different than anything else. And he could totally be first overall. I totally believe it. So what else you got over there, Chris? That's not an overreaction.
Here's another one, I guess, now that you're back and we've heard you talk and all the things that happened over the weekend. But four quarterbacks going to go in the top 10.
I think so.
You just look at the teams who need QBs. There's definitely four of them. We're going to see some moving around, probably.
I think there will be four in the top 10. Not an overreaction at all.
Do you know the number? When was the last time that happened? Four in the top 10?
I don't know. You got me. Could have been very recent.
Was it 2020, maybe?
But we'll check on it. What else you got over there, Chris? These are two that normally you come out the gate with craziness.
Oh, again, I wrote these on Saturday when it seemed kind of crazy, and now we're 2 days removed.
Right.
How about the Giants are going to regret giving Daniel Jones $40 million a year?
I can't sit here and say that they will regret it. So I can't sit here and say that is a regret. The guy who showed up in Minnesota on that playoff day is a $40 million a year quarterback. That's a fact. He was throwing darts. He was dropping his Danny Dimes, and he was running, and he was terrific. And if he does that with a better cast, one would think, around him, I don't think they'll regret it. So I'll give that a very strong word of regret. And I don't think they're going to have to. I think they're going to figure something out, or they'll franchise tag him. And the figuring something out is not going to be $40 million bucks, I don't think. Who knows? What else, Chris?
2021, there were four in the top 11.
There you go.
Justin Fields was 11.
Okay.
Not top 10, though. I'm just saying. I'm trying to find that. Derek Carr is going to have the Saints winning the NFC South.
I need to... I can't sit here and say that. I can't. Let's see.
We don't even know who the quarterbacks are on the other team.
Exactly. So
we got Derek Carr.
I gave you an answer.
We got a winner.
I know that. Do you know Alvin Kamara has a trial on July 31st?
I do know that.
That kind of got lost amongst a lot in the past week. So let's play this out. Let's see who gets a kid at quarterback who can be sensational and turn things around. Let's see how it goes. Let's see if Lamar asks Kyle Pitts for number 8. Would that change things? Would that change things?
What if Pitt says no?
Okay.
I'll just say it's
too premature to say that. It's not an overreaction to say that right now, but I think we all know it's too premature to say it. What else?
How about this one then?
Okay.
You like the Jets, right? That's what I heard. My God. You like the Jets. They're going to be left out.
This guy.
Of the offseason QB carousel. Left out.
That's entirely possible. That's entirely possible. I think if Rodgers stays put and he doesn't want to go to New York, if Rodgers says I want to go to New York, he's a Jet. Oh. I think it's that simple. Aaron Rodgers emerges from his thought process and goes, I will play in New York. I will be able to be successful in New York. I think that's a great way for me to finish my career. I think, you know, personally it works for me. Professionally it works for me. I want to play in New York. I think he's a Jet. So, but if he says no and he wants to stay put or he retires, that would stun me too. If he says that, then Jimmy G doesn't come, then what are the Jets going to do?
Carson Wentz?
Hell no.
A lot of people on Twitter are saying Jameis Winston, a likely guy to be cut now in New Orleans.
Okay.
You're into that? Not into that?
Not into that for the Jets.
Okay. Yeah. I'm just Baker Mayfield?
That wouldn't be a bad choice, I would think. Let Baker and Zach Wilson have at it. That wouldn't be a bad one. I would take that.
Speaking of Baker Mayfield, 2018, we had four quarterbacks in the top 10.
Okay, there you go.
Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Josh Rosen.
What else?
There you go. All right, some NBA. I like Phoenix to come out of the West. I think they're going to win the West. Three playoff series. They're going to win the West.
Phoenix,
16 games or less.
Suns are winning this West in 16 games or less. I think you are out of your mind. I think you're out of your mind.
I think they're going to go like 4-1 in every series. They're going to smoke everything.
I think that is a total overreaction right now. I think that they're going to have to learn how to play together, even with...
Learn? They have like 40 a night from KD and Booker.
I got it. Let's see what happens. I think that this is not going to be a cakewalk. Don't sleep on my Nuggets.
My Nuggets?
Yeah.
My Nuggets.
Yeah. Don't sleep on my Nuggets.
Chicken Nuggets?
When did this happen?
Well, last year it was his Warriors. Now it's your Nuggets.
And who won?
And I get crap for having teams.
Who won? Who won when I said my Warriors? Who won? Who won
you
at all?
You called the Warriors way early. I will give you
one. As in day two of the season?
Yeah, I'm saying you called it way early.
I would say I would call that early.
Are you saying the Nuggets are winning the title?
I would take the Nuggets over the Suns right now.
What about anyone in the East?
I'll call my shot right now. Yeah, you got
Nuggets
it.
Nuggets win title?
Just overreaction Monday. I'll take the Nuggets to win it all.
Well, I know who's not winning the title. The Boston Celtics. We're in trouble. That's it. We're in trouble.
Are you using overreaction Monday real estate to work out your problems?
Yes.
I mean, this is segment.
We're in trouble. We're in trouble. Everything that we thought got ironed out, not ironed out. It reared its ugly head last night. Joe Mazzulla, maybe we jumped the gun, giving him the full keys to the castle.
What a total overreaction this is.
Like, what is happening? No Tatum tonight.
Oh, this no Tatum tonight, huh?
Banged out. No Horford tonight. He doesn't play back-to-backs. He's old. And so it's just like, we're going to drop another game tonight, the Cleveland, because we can't beat that team. And a disaster. We're going to be the 3 seed. We're going to have to go on the road. We're going to go to Philadelphia in the second round.
Okay.
And it's going to be a nightmare, but not really because they can't beat us in the playoffs.
First of all, I think I speak for all of America. When do you need a mug for you for us to fill up with your tears?
Because that was cold-blooded.
And then, I think it's too premature. You know that through. It's premature. It's premature.
Not happy.
Chris, it's early March.
Can't lose that game up. You can't lose the game.
Yes, you could. You did. Yes, you could. You did.
Can't.
Okay.
You're going to team without its best player. You're at home. Yeah. You can't lose that game.
That's right.
You're up 12.
Unless you're...
It's 82-70.
Knicks are a red hot
midway
team.
Through the third quarter. That's when you blow them out. Skyrocket that to 20.
Got
blow
it.
Them out.
You're not
instead,
in trouble.
30-7 run.
Are we done? Does this mean we're done?
I lost money, so I'm just kind of venting.
So what's up? Is that it?
Or do you got one more?
I got one more.
Okay, what do you got? Okay,
we need one more.
There you go.
All right, we'll get one.
Thanks,
more.
George.
TJ, this is for you. Kawhi on fire. Clips are going to the Western Conference Finals.
That's crazy talk, man. Woo-hoo! They're not. They're get out of here.
What? You've seen them play.
They've got to play in right now, Chris.
Yeah, yeah. Half a game. That's going to be changed by Thursday.
You think so?
Yeah. Yeah.
Really? You think so?
By Thursday, they're going to move from the play-in to where
they just won for the first time in the second half, and all of a sudden,
now you're going to the conference finals to put it together.
They're better than Dallas, Minnesota, and the Warriors.
That's
and you really believe that the Kings are going to keep this up?
I saw them in person. I think they can. Yeah, I can. I need to see more than just one win, man. Come on.
I get that. I'm not saying they're going to go to the finals, but
I need to
Final four. Clips. Final four.
So it's Clips Nuggets.
Clips, Nuggets.
Sixers, Knicks.
I mean, we could probably make some money if we want
to
bet.
Look, yeah, what's so hard to believe they can't go from playing to the sixth seed?
Of course.
To have, you made it seem like it couldn't happen.
I get it, but they're... Another thing, too, is just like, okay, let's just sit. We've lost four in a row, but we're sitting Kawhi. We're going to still manage his
he's
injury.
He's had 35 straight games.
Huh?
You know. He's had 30 points, five straight games.
I know. It's been delightful. He's better than Kevin Huerter. I know that.
Which is why you wouldn't have made the trade for Kevin Huerter.
You wouldn't have traded.
He definitely would. Chris, you know for a fact.
I would have done it. If you had said to me that day, done, I would have done it.
But you offered the trade.
I did.
And you didn't put the trade through. And then you're like.
You rejected it on the air, TJ.
That's true.
How much stuff do we say on air that off air we don't say? Like,
Chris, he rejected it.
He did.
Okay, I rejected it because there's no way he would have sent the trade through.
He didn't think you were going to actually offer it.
Nobody thought that.
That's why he verbally rejected it.
I offered it on this air.
I'm just saying.
He rejected it, so why should I send it to him?
Nobody believes that.
Well, and now Rich is 15-3.
Yeah. 15-3.
This is ridiculous.
By the way, there's been 18 NBA weeks, and I've won 15 of them. As a matter of fact, last one I lost, Christmas Day.
You know what's awesome, too? When the Golden State Warriors won 73 games.
Didn't win the title
that
year.
Oh, right, that's right. They didn't win.
Wow.
I could be the Patriots, the 16-year-old Pats.
If you win, you lose, I win.
All right, that's fine.
Somebody, who's playing him this week? Is it Adam?
Please, it's Adam.
Please, Adam, please.
You guys have got to.
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The only thing that would be a problem is that I go into my bye week with no momentum.
You got to rest your guys.
No doesn't matter. I should rest my guys.
Rest your guys going to the playoffs.
No momentum.
I should rest my guys.
TJ,
good
luck this week.
I'm going to load manage.
Me and TJ for
by the way, it's and Adam and Hoskins are going for the last bye spot. Hoskins taking on... My flesh and blood.
My boy.
Actually, we need the Hoskins to win this week because Cooper, we need to bump him out.
And
of
by the way, during this conversation, TJ picked up Alec Burks and dropped Al Horford. That's good.
TJ.
Oh, and during my conversation with Anthony Richardson, you picked up Hamidou Diallo and dropped Kevin Love. So I'm glad you guys are working really hard. You guys are working really hard.
I don't chime in on Overreaction Monday, so I had some time to work on some other
stuff.
Well,
maybe you should.
Kevin Love's out tonight. I need a forward.
You'll say Mike.
This is what Rich does. You guys are learning.
Good work, guys.
And we don't talk to Anthony Richardson.
Keep it up. Keep it up. Good work. Keep it up.
Fantastic.
You could have chimed in with Anthony Richardson. You could have.
Normally we don't. So we just took that moment to...
All right.
You know, better ourselves.
844-204-RICH. Number down. We'll take your phone calls. When we come back, a very important fact for my combine experience. I'm very proud of this. Maybe I shouldn't be, but I'm proud of it. Coming up. It's that time of year, people. Spring has sprung, and that means spring cleaning, or at least... The partner in your life is demanding that you do it. Whether that means stocking up on cleaning supplies or swapping out your winter clothes for new spring clothes, make sure you're using Ibotta and get real cash back with every purchase. Ibotta is a free app that gives you the most cash back every time you shop on hundreds of items from groceries to beauty supplies to toys. The average Ibotta user earns $256 per year. That could cover the cost of an entire shopping trip, that flight you've been eyeing, or the fancy dinner you've been craving. Join the over 50 million users and earn cash back every time you shop from over 2,700 brands and retailers. And right now, Ibotta is offering our listeners $5 for just trying Ibotta by using the code Eisen when you register. Just go to the App Store or Google Play Store and download the free Ibotta app to start earning cash back and use my code EISEN. That's IBOTTA in the Google Play or App Store and use my code Eisen.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Monster.com can help you tackle the job hunt and make your next career move a successful one. Because Monster.com knows scoring your next job, you have to bring your A game. And then to do that, Monster.com can help. Because Monster.com always has its A game going on. Millions of job openings. Perfect for someone looking to change position and joins a new team. Great coaching, career advice there as well. You can get a strong performance when it counts. When you upload your resume to Monster.com, you can be recruited by employers before they even post their jobs. Monster.com specializes in building the right teams for employers and knows how to match you with those job fits. And when you score the position, there's a salary calculator that ensures you're paid what you're worth. Regular season is history. It's a playoff moment for you now. When you are going to get your new gig, go to Monster.com and win the job hunt. Monster.com. What are you laughing about? I like reading. I like reading. I like, I like selling. I sell it.
In relation to the fantasy league.
I sell it. No. That's what you're reading.
So Monster's like, make your next move your best move, baby.
Chris in New Jersey. Chris in New Jersey. What's up, Chris?
Where? What exit?
That's number one.
Rich, how you doing? Great show as always.
Thanks, pal. What's going on? What exit are you from, Chris? We're curious. We're in New Jersey.
168, a little up north.
North from the 280. We get it.
Okay.
Bergen County.
Yeah.
I was going to talk, I'll get to Jeff, but Brockman's Latte Larry got me a little distracted, Rich. I co-host the number one Seinfeld podcast.
Oh.
I don't know if you know that.
Okay. Did not know
it. Mario's been on. We'd love to have you on, Rich. I know you're,
sure,
you know, one of the top Seinfeld guys.
I would agree.
Dumb. So, what are your top three? Before you come on our show, of course, what are your top three?
Yada, yada, yada. What else is another top one? I guess Festivus is a great one. The
Parking Garage?
The... A parking garage is
early.
It's a little bit redundant. The Chinese restaurant is great.
Yeah. Menage a trois episode.
Of course, the contest is an all-time classic. Puffy shirt.
Puffy.
I saw the
balance there.
I saw
early years to later years, Rich.
Because I get a lot of Seinfeld reels sent in my algorithm.
Oh yeah.
This baby loves the slop.
Loves the slop.
That's a great one.
No, the one I saw the. Moment Elaine rips the wig off of George's head and screams at him.
I don't like this. This is what I'm going to do with it.
And throws it out the window. God, is that funny. But I'm sorry, Chris. So what's your point, sir? What else? What's your question? Your football question or anything like that? What do you got?
Well, after you come on this podcast, make me thirsty. Yeah, we do talk a lot of Jets. I want Mike White back, Rich. I don't know about you. I think he didn't get a fair shake. And I think he plays well with Garrett and everybody else. What do you think?
Sure, why not? I mean, I guess that's the Bobby Cannavale drop that we have here. They got a. I don't know. It was great to see Mike White perform a couple of games. I just don't know if he's the answer. Like, is he going to be? Who would the comp be for him? Somebody who's gets an opportunity and then takes it to the house for New York? Like, I don't know.
Why not?
Because you can do better, I think. I don't think the Jets are going to run it back with Zach and Mike White. They're just not going to do it, man. General manager and the coach feel an urgency to win a playoff game this coming year. And I don't think they're going to go run it back with Zach and Mike White. They're just not going to. And Zach's going to be there. And maybe Mike White, does he want to come back as a third option for whatever veteran they add? Because that's what's going to happen. You want that? I think that's possible, unless he goes and he finds a backup gig somewhere else. I don't think another team's going to make Mike White their starter. But he did play some exciting football, and I appreciate the call, Chris. Thank you. Congrats on your pod. Yeah, the Jets aren't going to be like, after all this, you know what? It's Zach and Mike White again.
Let's run it back.
Yeah, let's screw it. Let's see what Flacco's up to. You know, that ain't happening.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
There it is.
You guys remember I did a grab bag of my top five Seinfeld episodes?
Yeah, I do remember that. Yeah.
We forgot just ones you forgot. The Briss. That was my number one.
That's a good one.
That was the one that like really solidified the fact that I'd like that show.
The early ones are hit or miss. The early Seinfeld.
So, I was at the Combine, and I got there, as you know, midnight Tuesday, woke up the next day, and went out, and let me just make sure I got this right. I wound up having a sleep that I slept in.
Ooh.
I did.
Nice.
Yeah. Slept in as long as I could, and just gutted it out and got to work on Wednesday and got a nice little free meal going. You know, just grabbed the sandwiches or whatever that was there. Lunch. Then Wednesday night, Agents of the Stars, Jerry Silbowitz, bought me dinner.
Oh, nice guy.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
Thursday morning, met Adam Schefter for lunch, breakfast. He picked up the check.
Wow.
He insisted.
Whoa, Rich, you're already
insisted. We know what he makes, so he should have.
He insisted. It's all good.
Three.
Then I went and I did Jason Kelsey's pod.
Saw that. How was that?
It
looked fun.
Oh, it was great. Just great. Delightful. What a delight Jason Kelsey is. Even though he hasn't been on this show yet. I gave him so much grief for that. It was great. And so then.
Well, Rich, we got the most important Kelsey. We had his mom.
Then I went from there, from Jason Kelsey's pod, to immediately had to go to work.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I went to work, just grabbed a lunch there, and then they brought dinner during the broadcast.
So now you're already you haven't paid for any meals yet.
I'm on a roll.
Keeping track.
Oh my! This is where this is going,
Mike. I think that's where he's going.
I wasn't picking up on that.
I picked up on it immediately.
Friday.
Whoa! Let's see.
Jerry,
again,
buys me breakfast.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
What was breakfast?
Friday. I had a lunch courtesy of the new DJ at NFL Network, the new major domo of NFL Network.
Wow.
Bought me lunch. Go to work. Had dinner.
Well,
on the house. I'm on a roll.
You're rich.
Jeez.
I'm you're on unstoppable a roll. At this point.
At this point in time, I am determined. I'm going to get through my first combine without paying for a meal.
You just better hope you don't see Eli Manning.
Saturday morning. Saturday morning. I was in danger. But guess what? I was in danger. Guess what? I went into my bag. I grabbed out one of those protein bars that I bought at the airport on the way out here.
Ah. So you paid for that.
But not in Indianapolis.
Not in Indianapolis.
No. I mean, that's, I don't know.
Not in Indianapolis.
We could argue.
No.
Okay, so, all right. I get it. You haven't paid for anything in Indy. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Correct. Saturday, early start, grabbed something when I got there. Then I had lunch. David Kanter, agent to the NFL players, bought me dinner that night. Sunday.
Oh, Rich.
I had another, but before I left Saturday night, I grabbed another protein bar, had that from Craft Services, had that Sunday morning.
Wow.
Hold on.
Sunday, it's a big moment. There was a lunch, a turkey sandwich sent for me. I mean, that was brought to me for lunch on the air. I grabbed another version of the lunch box that was there. Had that instead. Saved the turkey dinner. Turkey for dinner. Sunday.
Oh, after. Rich.
And then.
Hold on.
Had the other half last night. Made it. Whole combine. Didn't pay for a meal, first ever. They're going to be talking about this for years to come. Not Anthony Richardson.
But by your cheapness?
Excuse
that's
me.
Not cheap. That's
not cheapness.
That's amazing.
It's called inventiveness.
Yeah. I'm just saying. Are you proud of this?
Yeah, I was
very proud.
Yeah.
Come on.
Didn't hit the ATM once.
Give me free swag.